Blog Talk Radio.
To Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all the ministers, evangelists, the prophets, the deacons, the mothers, the youth, the intercessors, the men, ADM Frontline, members, family, and friends, I bid you good evening. Good evening to our international partners. United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good evening. Good evening to the USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. I bid you all a good evening, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For when we called on the Lord, he heard our cry and delivered us from the muck and the miry clay. Oh, bless his name on today. Oh, bless his name on today, that we come before his throne and give him the thanks and give him the praise for all of his many benefits. As we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything is jointly into place. So we thank God on today as we bow down before the throne of God. Oh, to give his name the glory, to give his name the honor, to give his name the thanks because of who he is in our lives on today. God is a good God, and he is worthy of all of the praise. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good evening, God bless you all. Father God, first I give you God, Christ, the honor of the day in my life. Give honor to us. And I give honor to my husband, Jesus O. Jackson. And I give honor to Pastor Barbara Elect. Everyone in ABM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, let us come back once more, God, to your throne. Come boldly in the name of Jesus. God, just thanking you for the continuing of this day, God, that you have blessed us with in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for just keeping us in your arms, God. Thanking you, God, for your angels chilling out and protecting us in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for you continuing to bless out of Oshay, God. Blessing out of nowhere, God. We thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you still have our minds stayed on you, God. Oh, continue to let us lay before you, God. Praying out to you, God. And out for others in the name of Jesus, God. And our God, just to keep us safe in you. Keep us, God, on this journey, God. This straight, narrow path we have is going on, God. Going. So we pray today, God, you continue to stretch us never before, God. Don't let us get weary in well-doing, God. Let us press our way. Let's press when we don't feel like pressing, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for strengthening our bodies, God. We thank you for your joy, God, because you said the joy of the Lord is your strength, our strength. So we just thank you today, God. We thank you for every movement in our bodies, God. We thank you for our loved ones because they're still safe and sound, God. We continue to lift up our youth up to you, God, because we're truly concerned about our youth that's coming up in these last and evil days, God. We pray, God, that you continue to let your shield and protect your angels all around them, God, and that they can grow up being young women and young men, God, without being bothered with a hurt in the name of Jesus, God, even as they go to school, Lord. Shield and protect them in the name of Jesus. Shield them and protect them, Lord, when they get back out of school and get to their home, God. Even post the angels around their foot, God, at their door, huh? Shield and protect them even at the house, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you meet their needs in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Sometimes we overlook our youth, out of Oshay, God. The things that we're going through sometimes, we have to realize that they're going through some things their own self. They might not be like ours, God, but they're going through their own battles in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you touch in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Hold their little weary heads up, God, and strength in their heart, God. Let them know that you are God all by yourself. And they can pray. He called up and said, pray, because you answer all prayers in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this day, God. We thank you for the one that's tuning in today in the name of Jesus, God. I pray this day, God, that somebody heard a bullshit, God, get something out the word today in the mighty name of Jesus, that they can go on and look, Father. I pray, heard a bullshit, that they, God, that somebody be encouraged in the name of Jesus, God, because we realize we can't do nothing. Oh, but God, heard a bullshit, God, but you said in your word we can do all things through Christ. God. So we ask you, Holy Spirit, come in mighty, the bullshit, God. Come in and have your mighty way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you bust through the internet today, that on the laptops, God. Let somebody, the bullshit, God, get your word today in their heart, God, that it will make a turnaround for them in their life in the name of Jesus, God. Cry out to you today, God, like never before, God, because all of us really need you, huh? The sinner man needs you, Haraboshe, and the saved one needs you also, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, keep us close to you, God. Keep us so close to you, God. When we breathe, you'll realize this is all name by name, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the praises and all the glory, God. We'll never forget how to bullshit just to lift our head to the hills, realizing all our help coming from you, huh? No other help that we knew, God. No other God that we know how to bullshit, God, will bow down to no one but you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We get today, God. Have your way, have your way. How to bullshit, God. When Mother Heaven bring the word, I pray, God, that everybody get their heart in position, God, that they will receive your word, God, they will live by it, the bullshit, in the name of Jesus, God. But we say, have your way today in the mighty name of Jesus. These we ask in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we pray. We go to bullshit. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, Lord.
Pray to me, God.
God, we glorify you. God, we magnify you. And we thank you, Lord. All right now, Lord Jesus. For moving right now, in the name of Jesus, over the airways, Holy Spirit, international, national, locally, Holy Spirit.
Oh, you worthy.
Right now, Holy Spirit, upon each and every one of us, a double flow of your anointing. In the name of Jesus, let it flow, Holy Spirit, of the living God, your Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
We thank you for your Holy Spirit. If it were not for your Spirit, oh, God, what would our help be, oh, God? But it's in you, Father God, that we live, move, and have our being through your Holy Spirit. So we ask that your Holy Spirit come. Fix, renew, reprove, lead, teach, and guide. Even now, Holy Spirit of the living God, we give your name the praise. We give your name the honor, in the name of Jesus, for your word. All the praise, all of the honor, all of the glory goes to you, Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now, move on every request, every prayer, every area that the mother prayed in this corporate prayer. Right now, bring us into alignment and position us, Lord God, with your Holy Spirit, that we might be used by you. So, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We praise you for coming. It's about us. From the north, the south, east, and the west. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Because there's nothing, Holy Spirit, we can do. Oh, glory, Yorobo Shanda. Without you in our lives, you take full control. Holy Spirit of the living God. As we surrender all right now.
Yes.
And we lay everything, Holy Spirit, at the feet of our Lord, that you take it up and that you fix it, that we will see it no more. So we give you thanks, Yeridobo Sunday, and we give you praise, Holy Spirit, the living God. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, thank God. Amen.
Yes,
and amen.
Yes.
And amen.
Amen.
Oh, bless his holy name. He is worthy to be praised. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus.
Amen.
The only
Lord.
One that could fit the bill. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only one that could pay the price. Where the price was paid for us.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Well, we're going to move on along. And I just know everybody's been waiting. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
My own Mother Helen is back. Praise God. And we're just going to turn the wheel over to Mother Helen. And we're going to say, God bless you, Mother Helen. Bring it on. Bring it on. God bless you.
Man. God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
Bless
and
you too,
peace
Mother.
And blessing to everyone under the sound of my voice and the international listeners, the ones in the United States, our local listeners. We praise God for you tuning in.
Amen.
And we hope there's something be said to encourage you tonight. Well, I'm so glad I'm here in Jesus' name. I give honor to Christ, who's the head of my life. I give honor to my pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to Pastor Smith, Pastor Barbara Elect Smith, to the mothers, the deacons, the intercessors, everybody that it takes to make up the body of ADM Ministry. I just thank God for every time that I can come before him, and it's not none of me but all of him. I ask him to speak through me that people may be encouraged and know that they can run on just a little while longer. And tonight we simply going to be talking about one word: confidence. How confident are you? What shakes your confidence? Sometimes we can go to church and we hear a good service, we be so pumped up while we in the service. But when we leave out that door and we go our separate ways and we get in our homes or wherever, and fear creeps in and our confidence shakes. We quote a lot of scriptures about confidence. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But how much of that do we believe? So I'm just going to drop a few nuggets on you about how to keep your confidence. What is the meaning of the word confidence? What does it mean? Well, we got some cousins that go along with confidence. The meaning of confidence is trust, belief, faith, to rely on someone or something, a feeling of belief that you can do something well. That's all well and good. But how strong, how confident are you in what you say and what you do? Joshua 1:9 said, "Have not I commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." We know all of this. But sometimes we put our trust in man or mankind, and we get disappointed. This is why it's so important to get filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Stay in your word. Stay pray. Pray without ceasing. Stay focused on the word of God. Because in Psalms 118:8 says, it's better to put your trust in the Lord than in man. Because we are flesh. We don't stay in the spirit 24/7. We make promises sometimes that we don't keep. sometimes it's not our intentions to break them. We can get overwhelmed. As the saying goes, we can get too much on our plate. And we just get caught up in time fly by. And then people who are not strong in their faith or who don't have confidence in God, they will get disgruntled. They will start complaining. They get irritated, start finding fault. But we must always, at all times, keep our confidence, keep our trust in God. Sure, you're going to have problems, trials, tribulations. And the Bible says, think it not strange when the trials and tribulations come. They come to make you strong. Get a bad report from the doctor, children acting up, husband and wife don't always see eye to eye, cousins, aunts and uncles get on your nerve, family disputes. But he said, trust me, lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will direct your path. So we're going to give you a recipe how to keep your confidence. How? Pastor told us go on a fast from 12 to 12. But I'm going to be transparent. I went on a complaining fast, and I suggest you try it too. A complaining fast, it won't just make everybody around you happy. You experience more joy, peace, success, positive relationship. So instead of complaining when things go wrong, what you do? Give God the praise. Practice gratitude. Think over what God has given you done. Give thanks for three blessings every day that make you happy. It makes you feel happy. It's impossible to be grateful and negative at the same time. Another way to keep your confidence, encourage others. Instead of complaining about what people do wrong, focus on what they do right. Encourage people who are afraid. You know, sometimes when you're afraid, the best thing to do is get on the phone with somebody else, and you know they're afraid. Y'all encourage each other. The Bible tells you help those who are weak. Be patient with everyone. Sometimes it's okay to critique people's weaknesses as long as it's done in balance. Don't give focus on their success and what they're doing right. The next thing we need to do is, like Pastor always say, learn to let go. Instead of obsessing what you can't change, focus on what you can change. When you stop trying to control everything and place your life in God's hands, things always have a way of working out. Number five, use the power of prayer. When you're under pressure, instead of complaining, plug in God's power and recharge your batteries. One more scripture, Deuteronomy 31 and 6, says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Mm-hmm. We always repeat the 23rd Psalm. Let it sink in. What could give you more confidence in knowing that the Lord is your shepherd? You shall not want. And he goes a little further to say, yea, though I walk through the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. That don't mean physical death. That can be problems, trouble, loss of job, can't pay bills, sickness in your body, all manner of things. But he still trusts. Keep your confidence. Don't rely on what you think or how you feel. You know, that's what gets us in trouble, is we going on our feelings. Are we putting confidence in what somebody else say? But go in the word for yourself. Jump in. Have a great shaking of your faith. You know what? Trust in the Christ alone, who is our keeper, who is the head of our life. You know, God will use us in spite of what we perceive. Confidence builds up over time. And you surrender yourself to the Lord. Keep your confidence. Remember, confidence go hand in hand. The first cousins are trust, belief, and faith. And I declare the word of God say, works without faith is dead. He's not pleased with it. So let us keep our confidence. Let us learn to trust God. Let us know that men are weak sometimes like we are. It's not our intentions to ever disappoint anybody or hurt anybody, but things happen. But don't get bent out of shape. Remember what I said about that complaining fast. Give thanks. Write down three things that God has done for you at the end of the day. And you will find out you have nothing to complain about. Your confidence will make you strong in Christ. Don't forget to pray. Don't forget to encourage. And God, most of all, don't forget to love. And I'm going to leave the last script, two things with you. Out of Philippians, it says, be in confidence of this one thing. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. If you're waiting on your ministry and you feel like you see somebody maybe is just a little more apt or have a little more going than you, wait on God. Don't lose your faith. Keep confident. All of us have different personalities. All of us have different gifts. And God will complete you. He said your gift will make room for you. I pray for you. You pray for me. I encourage you. And you encourage me. And watch God change things. Last but not least, just say to yourself daily, I believe that God will do the impossible in my life. What could be more comforting than that? Knowing that whatever we ask in God, whatever we ask in his name, and whatever we do that pleases him, he will do it. Ask me how I know. I can't begin to tell you how God has blessed me, how sometimes I felt like giving up. But whenever I would feel like giving up, I would just think of his goodness to me. Think of how he wakes me up every morning in my right mind. Think when I see somebody else younger than me with tubes running everywhere they could go, and I'm able to still to put one foot before the other. My confidence is not in man, but it's in Christ. In God, who gives me my life, who wakes me up every morning, who gives me my daily bread. He gives me my fills me my wants, gives me my needs, and some of my wants. And I thank him today. So stay confident. Know that God loves you, and you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. I hope I've said something that will encourage you to stay confident in God, put your trust in him, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God bless you, and now I turn it back into hands of Pastor Smith.
Amen, amen, Mother. Praise God. We give thanks, amen, for Mother OG coming back, amen, and blessing us with the nugget in the words of the Lord, amen, on today. Amen, praise God. Mother OG, our monarch of the family, praise God. Now, at this time, we're going to turn things over to our own pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
Hey, God bless you all. God bless you all. It's always a blessing to come before you all, always, always. God bless you, Mother Helen. You know, saints of God, I came on because, amen, love you, Mother Helen. You know, saints of God, I came on at 7 because we know we are in a 7 o'clock prayer fast all week. We've been fasting from 12 a.m. to 12 p.m., and we're basically moving on with our life. We're basically moving on. And we talked about, at the beginning, we talked about forgiveness. That's the number one thing, to be able to forgive. Then the next one we talked about, to move after you forgave, you know, you move on from it. Don't pick it back up. Don't put it back up. We talked about that on yesterday. But without me sharing with Mother Helen or Pastor Smith or no one about the next one we're going to talk about, today was the day of confidence. And I knew. That's why when Mother Helen, when you call, you say, Pastor, we're going to be a couple of days ago. I said, yes, because I know you all hear from the Lord. And I'm sharing this with you all, sharing with all the radio listeners and everybody that listen in. They hear from the Lord. They really do. Because at the end of the day, saints of God, once you don't forgive, you don't forgive individual. Once you don't move on, don't pick it back up. Don't allow the enemy bring it back to you to use it as a weapon to you. You don't forgive, regardless if you done wrong or regardless if you did not do wrong. You forgive different individual in your past. The next thing, you have to have that confidence, because when you don't have that confidence, you'll fall right back in that trap. You'll fall right back in that trap. You got to have that confidence as an individual that understand that God done forgave me. I forgave the individual. At the end of the day, I'm moving forth with my life. I'm not going to hold myself hostage or allow anybody to hold me hostage anymore. I've asked for forgiveness. I got the forgiveness. I forgave regardless of what. Now you got to have that confidence. If you never have that confidence of surety about who you are in life, about that God is with you, about your who are you? You know, you will never be able to reach the level of success or continue to move into your life, because you always struggle about somebody else's opinion. It ain't about nobody else's opinion. It's about being in good standards with the Lord. It's about being in order with the Lord. If you don't have that confidence, anything that you do, you will not be successful at it, because you are always trying to find ways to sabotage it yourself. Have confidence. I am a woman of God. I am a man of God. I am the individual that God called me in this day and time, and I shall walk in it. I can walk in peace. I can walk in joy. I can walk in the harmony of the Almighty Lord. Saints of God, you have to have that confidence. I want to share you this story. I'm going to share this story right quick, and I'm going to get off and get on the air. One day this individual, just all kinds of bad things that was happening to this individual. When the individual get from the hospital, the individual had to go to the hospital to visit someone one day. Right after that, they had to go to work. They was on a tight schedule. Then once they visited the individual, the bellman or the valet individual rented their car. Now they had to call in to the boss man, and the boss man to let them know, say, hey, my car is wrecked. I'm not going to be able to go to work. Now the boss man say, listen, you took too many days off. We're going to have to let you go. Now this individual got his car wrecked. Now they had to let him go for their job. Now the individual crying out before the Lord, just complaining, say, God, why are you letting all this stuff happen to me? I'm just so upset with you. Why? So now they get to the place to say, now they don't have nothing to eat. Now we're trying to figure out, God, where the next meal going to come from? Where the next help going to come from? As they begin on their journey trying to find the next movement that happened into their life and the next place that happened to their life, they came across this person. And as they came across this person, they built up a good relationship with. And as they begin to build that relationship with, the relationship ended. Now they're fussing to God, say, God, what in the problem? What is going on? God spoke to the individual one day as they was crying out in their sorrow and their misery, trying to figure out how their life is going to keep moving. The Lord spoke to them and spoke to the individual. He said, listen, you remember that incident that happened at the hospital? The individual said, yes, Lord, but why did you let that happen? If I let you go at the time you was going and you was rushing, you'll be came head on with a junk driver. You will be up here with me. You won't be here on earth. And the individual said, okay, why allow them to let you go from your job? The Lord spoke to them and asked the man, and the man said, I don't know, Lord, why you letting them let me go from the job? Because right after that, you seen it on the news where a bomber came in to blow up the job. You'll be up here with me. Then the individual say, well, Lord, what does this have to do with food or relationships in my life? Well, I ended the relationship that you developed with an individual because you was coming into a wealthy place and that individual was looking for somebody to con. So I caused a disturbance in your life to end that relationship. You may not know what God is doing in your life. You may not understand. And the Bible always tells us what the enemy meant for bad, God meant it for good. Count it all joy when things happen into your life. You might not know what God is saving you from. You might not know what God is trying to promote you to. We always look at things in our life. We look at bad things. We look at things like, Lord, why you caused this to happen? Why this happened? Well, God probably been asking your prayers. When you ask God to say, God, what's going on with my finances? God, I need my finances. God probably said, well, I hold your finances because you have not learned wisdom. And the individual came in your life and took all that. Now I got to try to deliver you from a suicidal spirit. You may not know what God is doing in your life, saints of God. You may not know why he brings people in. But at the end of the day, you got to count it all joy when things happen. Count it all joy. Give God the credit. Give God the praise. Don't give no room to the enemy for nothing. Lift your head and just say, I haven't lost anything. They can take the car. It's a reason why God allowed it to go. They can have the house. It's a reason why God allowed it to go. They can say whatever they want to say. It's a reason why God allowed it to be so. You got to keep looking towards the Lord and understand that the God is in control. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I turn this back over, I pray for the people of God confidence. I speak confidence into their life right now for they can begin to move, for they can begin to strive in their everyday life. For they will not back up because of what they're thinking about individuals think of them. They will not back up because of things in their life that cause them to bring discomfort into their life. But they will stand still, lift their heads up, be men and women of God that you called them to be. You called them to be successful, they shall be successful. You caused them to walk in perfect health, they shall walk in perfect health. So God, tonight we give you the praise as the angel begin to release confidence. Some of us might have confidence inside of us, but we ask you, Lord, to give us wisdom to walk with confidence. Some of us might need a little bit more confidence, whatever the measure may be, God. We ask you tonight, give us the confidence that we need for we can keep moving forward in our life, moving forward from our past, moving forward in relationship, moving forward in our careers, moving forward in our finances. In Jesus' name, we receive confidence on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Smith.
Amen, amen. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for you, Apostle. Amen. Coming in. Amen. And just putting the icing on the cake pertaining to confidence. Amen.
Yes.
You come on back tomorrow morning. Amen. At 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. where you can get more of the Word of God in confidence. Until then, you have a God-blessed night in the Lord. God bless you.
God bless. Love y'all. Bless.